The DocSend study on investor attention spans should be required reading for every founder. Partners spend an average of 2 minutes and 33 seconds on an entire pitch deck. Individual slides get between 5 and 10 seconds, less if the slide is dense, more if it's clean and the metric matters. That means every chart on every slide has to deliver its entire argument in the time it takes to read a tweet. Most founders violate this constraint on the first data slide. They cram 3 charts onto one page, label axes in 8-point font, and assume investors will take their time with the numbers. They won't. The data slide is where a deck lives or dies, and the difference between a chart that persuades and one that confuses comes down to one question: which chart type does this metric deserve? The data ink ratio and the one chart rule. Edward Tufte's concept of the data ink ratio, the proportion of a graphics ink devoted to actual data versus decoration, maps directly onto pitch decks. Every unnecessary grid line, every 3D bevel, every redundant label is ink that steals attention from the numbers you need investors to see. A pitch deck chart should aim for a data ink ratio above 0.8, sparse axes, no fill patterns, no drop shadows, no gradients. The logical extension of Tufte's rule for fundraising is the one chart per slide rule. A single, well-constructed chart with a clear upward or rightward trend is more persuasive than 3 competing visuals that force the investor to split attention and triage importance. If you have 3 compelling charts, you have 3 slides, or you have a prioritization problem in your narrative. Related: pitch deck mastery. Revenue growth, the line chart. The line chart is the single most important visual in an early stage pitch deck, and the bar for execution is high. The x-axis is time, months or quarters, the y-axis is revenue, or another growth metric like MRR or active users. The line should dominate the slide: thick stroke, high contrast, minimal distraction. Airbnb's early pitch deck is the canonical example. Their revenue growth slide showed a simple black and white line chart with a single annotation: revenue grew 600% in 2009. No grid lines, no legend, no quarterly breakdowns to muddy the water. The line told the story, the annotation anchored the magnitude. Best practices for the revenue growth line chart. Anchor the axes. Label the y-axis in plain units, $K or $M, and the x-axis in time intervals. Don't rely on context alone. Annotate the inflection point. If revenue doubled after a product launch, say so. A call-out box with 2x after launch is worth 20 seconds of explanation. No secondary y-axis. Ever. If you're tempted to overlay user growth on revenue on a second axis, you need 2 separate slides. Black and white or one accent color. Color should highlight one dimension, the line itself. Everything else stays gray. Related: pitch deck traction slide for seed. Market size, the horizontal bar or bubble. Market sizing slides are notorious for turning into data vomit. The 3-number structure, TAM, SAM, SOM, works, but displaying it poorly undermines the credibility of the entire deck. The horizontal bar chart is the safest choice. Buffer's seed deck used a simple 3-bar layout, TAM, SAM, SOM, with the bars extending from left to right and the dollar figure placed at the end of each bar. The axis started at 0, non-negotiable for this chart type, and the bars were ordered largest to smallest so the eye could follow the funnel intuitively. A bubble chart works when you need to introduce a second dimension, showing market size against growth rate or market maturity, but it introduces interpretive friction. A horizontal bar is faster for the investor to process. Given the 5-second window, choose the bar every time. Chart type best for avoid when. Line chart, revenue growth, MRR, user growth over time, single time point comparisons. Horizontal bar market sizing, TAM SAM SOM, ranked categories showing trends over time. Vertical bar, column, unit economics, CAC versus LTV, period over period comparison, more than 8 categories. Cohort retention curve, retention rates, churn, engagement stickiness, one-time snapshots. 2x2 matrix scatter plot, competitive positioning, showing magnitude or volume. Table, minimal, gross margin, CAC, LTV, retention as a set, large datasets or trends. Related: pitch deck templates that raised money. Unit economics, the bar chart or minimal table. Unit economics slides answer one binary question for investors: does this business make money per customer? The visual needs to make that answer unambiguous in under 5 seconds. The vertical bar chart comparing CAC, customer acquisition cost, against LTV, lifetime value, is the standard for good reason. Two bars, side by side, LTV taller than CAC. The ratio between them can be annotated directly above the bars. If the ratio is 3:1 or better, the slide closes itself. Front Series A deck took a different approach that worked well. Instead of a chart, they used a minimal table with 4 rows: gross margin, CAC, LTV, and retention. The key numbers were bolded, the units were consistent, and there was exactly enough data to prove the unit economics without overwhelming the slide. A table works here because the investor is scanning for 4 specific reference points, not trying to visualize a trend. Whichever format you choose, follow these constraints. Never show blended CAC and paid CAC on the same slide. Pick 1. Round to the nearest whole number unless the figure is below 100. Include the payback period in months. This is often the number investors linger on longest. Related, pitch deck traction slide for seed. Retention, the cohort retention curve. A single number retention figure, 90% retention, is almost useless without context. Investors know that retention varies by cohort, by month, and by activation event. The cohort retention curve, a line chart where each line represents a cohort's retention over subsequent periods, is the gold standard. Front's deck showed a retention curve that plateaued at approximately 90% after month 3. The visual immediately answered the 2 questions an investor asks about retention: does retention stabilize? And where does it stabilize? The plateau at 90% told a stronger story than any headline number could have. The curve should be rendered as thin, semi-transparent lines for individual cohorts, with a bold average line overlaid on top. Keep the x-axis to 12 periods maximum, showing 36 months of cohort data creates visual clutter that obscures the takeaway. Related, pitch deck mastery. Competitive positioning, the 2x2 matrix. The 2x2 matrix is the only chart type in a pitch deck that doesn't show quantitative data. Its job is to establish position, where the startup sits relative to incumbents on 2 axes that matter to the market. Uber's early deck used a matrix with service type on 1 axis and price on the other. Existing services clustered in the corners, Uber occupied the center sweet spot quadrant. The matrix worked because the axes were intuitive and the positioning was defensible. Rules for the competitive matrix. Label both axes clearly. Investors should be able to read the axis labels and immediately understand why those 2 dimensions define the market. Place your company icon distinctively. Use a different shape, a fill color, or a call-out circle. The investor should find your company before they find any competitor. Max 8 competitors. Beyond 8, the matrix becomes noise. Group fringe competitors under a single label if needed. No logos as data points. Use simple circles with company names. Logos vary in size and draw the eye unevenly. Common mistakes that kill data slides. The most expensive error founders make on data slides is the truncated y-axis. Starting a revenue chart at $100,000 instead of $0 exaggerates the slope of growth. An investor who spots a truncated axis will question every other number in the deck. The axis must start at 0 unless there is a threshold-based argument, e.g., revenue above $1 million ARR, and that exception must be labeled explicitly. Pie charts with 5 or more categories are the second most common mistake. Human vision is poor at comparing angular segments. A pie chart with 7 slices forces the investor to scan the legend, match colors to categories, and estimate relative sizes, a mental operation that takes 3 to 4 times longer than the equivalent bar chart. If the data can be shown as a bar chart, show it as a bar chart. Multiple charts per slide is the third mistake, and it's the one that hurts the most because it often reflects an abundance of good data. A slide with 3 charts forces the investor to choose which one matters. They will choose wrong, or they will choose none and move on. 1 chart per slide. If you have three strong data points, build three slides. The 5-second test. Before any pitch deck goes into a data room, every chart should pass the 5-second test. Show the slide to someone unfamiliar with the business for exactly 5 seconds, then hide it and ask for the single takeaway. If they can't reproduce the core argument, revenue is growing fast, retention locks in at 90%, the market is massive. The chart needs to be rebuilt with less ink and more signal. The best data visualization in a pitch deck is invisible. It doesn't draw attention to itself as a chart. It presents the number, makes the argument, and gets out of the way so the investor can focus on the next slide. Airbnb's 600% annotation, buffers 3 bars, fronts plateau curve, each of these earned its place in startup lore by being so clean that the data felt self-evident. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.